Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. National Nurses United, a union representing registered nurses at two Wichita hospitals, attempted to deliver petitions to hospital management, but security would not let them in. Nurses at the hospital are negotiating fair contracts that would improve patient care by improving working conditions. Ascension says they're negotiating in good faith. Today is a special day for one Topeka resident.
Ann Garcia Brinker, the nurse resident program manager at Stormont Vale Hospital, was on her way home in late June when she spotted what looked like a big bonfire at 35th and Croco Road. According to KSNT, as she got closer, she realized it was a fire outside a home and immediately called the fire department, alerted the homeowner, who was unaware, and helped get the family out safe. Garcia Brinker is being recognized by the Shawnee Heights Fire District this evening for her quick thinking.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 15 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Everyone in the wheat supply chain is feeling the drag of a long and difficult harvest season, as according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 23rd, harvest is still only 87% complete, well behind 100% last year and the five-year average of 98%. Producers generally like to wrap up harvest by the 4th of July across the draw area for Garden City Co-op, but General Manager Jeff Boyd noted that there were a number of farmers still cutting and hauling in grain. A big storm that dropped 3 to 5 inches of rain and hail on Thursday, July 20th, further delayed those final fields, but with triple-digit temperatures this week, most producers should be able to finish up. At the beginning of wheat harvest in Finney County and the surrounding area, test weights were good at 60 to 61 pounds per bushel, but are now averaging just under 59 pounds per bushel due to continued rain. Moisture has stayed steady at 12%, and proteins are averaging in the 12% range. Yields are highly variable with a lot of abandoned acres, with some fields not even germinating until January and February. Boyd reported that they expected a big difference between planted and harvested acres, but the cooperative will take in about half the bushels of a 10-year average crop, which is better than anyone expected in the spring. Wheat producers planted into dust last fall and are now harvesting in the mud, having received a year's worth of rain since April, some areas up to 15 inches. However, Boyd noted that there is still a moisture deficiency to make up, despite the continued summer showers, which currently good-looking fall crops will need to get to harvest. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Christy Davis, the Kansas Rural Development Director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, announced that the USDA is making $21 million in technical assistance grants available through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, to help agricultural producers and rural small businesses access federal funds for renewable energy and energy efficiency improvements. Davis said these new grants can assist rural Kansas businesses navigate renewable energy systems and make their energy more affordable while boosting their independence. She said these technical assistance grants will help provide hands-on support to farmers, ranchers, and rural small business owners for systems like wind and solar and energy efficiency measures. Eligible recipients for the grants include state, tribal, or local governments, colleges and universities, electric cooperatives and utility companies, and for-profit and nonprofit organizations. The USDA will give funding priority to applicants proposing to assist disadvantaged communities, applicants pursuing projects using underused technologies, and applicants seeking grants under $20,000. To learn more about investment resources for rural areas, you can visit rd.usda.gov. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program provides exclusive access to hundreds of acres of land not normally open to hunting and above average success rates each fall and winter. And there's no charge. All you have to do is apply and be selected. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program offers hunting opportunities with limited access to public and private lands, including select refuge areas for deer, upland game, waterfowl, doves, turkey, and fur bearers. Applications must be made online, and a random drawing will determine who is selected. This fall and winter, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is offering more than 350 individual special hunt opportunities. Resident or non-resident hunters may apply, though some hunts are restricted to residents only. When applying online, hunters will select hunts by species, date, and category, which include open, youth, or mentored hunts. Email notifications are sent to both successful and unsuccessful applicants within 2 business weeks of the drawing, and successful applicants will also be emailed their hunt permit as well as area maps and other pertinent information, and hunters are responsible for purchasing necessary licenses and permits that are required by law. For more information on the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
July 26 marks the 33rd anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act by President George H.W. Bush, a day recognized as National Disability Independence Day. This landmark piece of legislation requires that people with disabilities be treated with equal dignity and prohibited discrimination against individuals with disabilities in schools, the workplace, transportation, and all other public accommodations. While the ADA was groundbreaking for its progress toward disability independence, the Achieving a Better Life Experience, or ABLE Act, passed a little less than a decade ago, built on the ADA by opening up the opportunity for financial independence for Americans living with disability. Under the ABLE Act, the Kansas State Treasurer's Office offers people with disabilities ABLE accounts that they can use to save and invest their own funds. And money in an ABLE account is generally not counted as assets when determining eligibility for benefits such as Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, and Medicaid. Before the ABLE Act passed in 2014, people receiving SSI, Medicaid, and many other federal benefits could only save up to $2,000 to remain qualified, and this limit made reaching independence virtually impossible. The establishment of ABLE accounts provides a way around this limit by using an ABLE account where people with disabilities can save up to $100,000 without losing their benefits. Like the ADA, the ABLE Act helps break down barriers restricting Americans living with disabilities. Any interest earned on ABLE accounts is tax-deferred, and withdrawals are tax-free if used for qualified disability expenses. And qualified expenses encompass a wide range of categories, including education, housing, transportation, health and wellness, basic living expenses, and many others. To be eligible to open an ABLE account, the person's disability must have onset before the age of 26, However, thanks to the recent passage of the Able Age Adjustment Act, that will increase to age 46 beginning January 1st, 2026, making even more people eligible to save through an Able account. To learn more about Able accounts or get started saving, you can visit ks.savewithable.com. Throughout the state, there are outstanding Kansans who make tremendous contributions to Kansas agriculture, and you can nominate one of those outstanding Kansans to be recognized as one of the 2023 Kansas Ag Heroes at this summer's Ag Grow Summit. Kansas Ag Heroes was established as a way to recognize those in the agricultural industry who went above and beyond to serve others and better their community. And each year, the Kansas Department of Agriculture honors remarkable Kansans and shares the stories of their outstanding service from across the Kansas agriculture community. The Kansas Department of Agriculture encourages you to nominate any individual, family, or business in Kansas agriculture which you feel provided a notable contribution to the agriculture industry or their community as a whole this year. The nominations will be accepted through August 11th, and the nomination instructions can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/agheroes. For questions about the Kansas Agricultural Heroes nomination process, you can contact Auburn Wasberg at 785-564-6799. The Norton County Community Foundation hosted its sixth annual Match Day on June 28th in the Heaton Building, where $166,452 was raised for area nonprofit endowments and charitable projects. Match Day is an annual giving event designed to raise awareness and support for nonprofits and charitable organizations in Norton County. Donations were collected in person from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., as well as online for 24 hours, and matching funds of $75,000 were generously provided by Norton County Community Foundation and the Jim and Lita Sharp family. 27 organizations participated in this year's event. Bethany Shirk, the Director of Communications and Programs, said this was their largest match day yet in terms of the number of participants and the number of donors and total funds raised. She said most donors who participated contributed to more than one organization, which goes to show how widely this is viewed as a community fundraising initiative. Shirk added that they love the momentum behind Match Day and look forward to continuing its success in years to come. For more information about Match Day 2023, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email bethany@nortoncf.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube, oil, and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. A senior U.S. senator says the U.S. should send part of its Navy to the Black Sea to ensure freedom of navigation for Ukraine grain shipments, now threatened by Russia since it pulled out of the Black Sea grain deal. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the U.S. should deal with Russia's attack on world grain supplies from Ukraine directly.
Send part of the U.S. Navy to protect grain shipments leaving Ukraine.
The State Department has repeatedly condemned Russia for using food as a weapon of war, but President Biden has taken a cautious approach to U.S. involvement in Ukraine to avoid a direct conflict with Russia. Grassley is less concerned about invoking the U.S. Navy.
It would just make sure that the freedom of the seas, international law that's been international law for centuries. It would make sure that free passage is respected.
Separately, the Senate passed overwhelmingly a rider to the annual National Defense Bill to step up review of U.S. farmland buys by foreign adversaries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
It would limit the amount of farmland that one individual can buy. It's very similar to my bill to add, and it would also add the U.S. Department of Agriculture to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
CIFUS, CFIUS is the interagency panel that reviews the national security impacts of foreign investments in the U.S., an issue of heightened focus as Russia attacks global grain supplies in Ukraine, while China has bought farmland near U.S. military sites. This has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The heat continues across the central plains with high pressure parked overhead. Adding in the humidity, we'll have very uncomfortable conditions for most of our state through this afternoon and again tomorrow. An excessive heat warning is posted for north central, northeast, and east central Kansas with a heat advisory in effect for most of the rest of the state that goes until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. The air temperature will be reaching the low 100s for most areas today. The heat index 107 to 112, so it will be dangerous to work outside for long periods of time today. Remember to drink lots of water, stay in the shade or air conditioning as much as possible. Doesn't look like the weather pattern will be changing a whole lot tomorrow or through the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with some low-level moist air available. On the map, upper-level high pressure is staying in place for now, but low-level moisture is getting in at the surface, and that's causing the high humidity. A few showers or thunderstorms will also be possible this afternoon and maybe into the evening. Occasionally windy, gusts up to 25 miles per hour out of the southwest. No big changes overnight, with a few isolated to scattered showers or thunderstorms possible. Then we get another day of heat and humidity on Friday. Strong high pressure stays in place. We do have a slightly better chance of showers and thunderstorms, at least in the northern counties tomorrow afternoon. Mid-90s to low 100s with isolated thunderstorms over the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 90s and low 100s, upper 60s and low 70s overnight. 100 to 103 in the north central counties. Tonight we're in the mid to upper 70s. Northeast, low 100s today and upper 70s for the overnight hours. 95 to 100 in the southwest counties. Tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. 100 to 103 south central, mid to upper 70s overnight, and low 100s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.